young people used to meet and how they now meet today. But it was strictly in the home, was that?
Yes, always.
Mm-hmm. And the dances were.
And when I had a date, my beau came to see me, and we sat in the parlor and talked.
Oh, is that right?
We didn't have cars then. We didn't go off in cars.
Mm-hmm. So the home was the center of all of that. When a boy would ask you to marry him, and if you said no, what did people think that meant? What did they say?
Well, I never did have a public romance. When I got tired of a boy, I just quit going with him.
I see.
I used to visit in Grenada because that was Mother's home. And I corresponded with three boys up there. But it just finally wore out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a public announcement at all.
I see. When you met the man you married, were you engaged then, or?
No, I wasn't then at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He was a native of Atala County. He was Dr. Lacey. He was a dentist here.
Mm-hmm. And would you describe your wedding? Where did that take place, and how?
Took place at home in our home, and it's a two-story house, and we all came down the stairway and went on into the parlor, and that's where we were married.
Mm-hmm. Who was with you then? Did someone stand up with you?
Oh yeah, Doc had two groomsmen, Louis and Mike. They're both dead. And Doc and I came down together.
I see.
But I had two bridesmaids to precede us.
Mm-hmm.
We had a piano then, and a relative of mine played the piano, and another relative sang.
I see. And what, did you go out of town for a honeymoon?
No, no honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did people make a tradition of your neighbors and friends coming to the house after the wedding?
Well, not so much. They came to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an apartment. We went right on into our apartment. And then friends would call.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever have what was called a serenade or a chivalry or?
A serenade before I married. Now you may not know, I may not know what you mean by a serenade. That would be a band to come to your window and play in the middle of the night. Is that what you mean?
Yes, is that, mm-hmm. Did they do that? But that was before you were married.
That was before I was married.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I misunderstood that. I thought that was something that came after the wedding.
No, that was before we were married.
Uh-huh. And a noisy celebration with all kinds of jokes and noise and things, that was not a part of the town here. Mm-hmm. To continue, would you tell me something about rearing your children? Did you have, you had no hospital, did someone come to assist?
Yeah. You mean when my children were born?
Yes.
Yeah, both of them were born at home.
Mm-hmm.
And Doc had a cousin who was a physician here. And he came, and mother came.
Mm-hmm. Did they have midwives in those days, or grannies, or?
Well, I had a Negro woman to stay with me day and night for about, a good long time. Till I was able to take care of the baby.
Was she called a midwife or?